Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So, here we go. The 15-minute morning show podcast. Cheers, queers.
Oh my gosh.
So we're all here. There's Brody. There's Froggy. Danielle Dalello's here. Here comes Garrett.
Yo.
There's Danielle, there's Nate, and Scary.
I'm tired of standing.
Froggy, you're in charge. What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about how Scary's tired of standing. Scary, do you want to do any physical activity whatsoever? You don't want to walk 3 blocks? Scary. You don't want to stand? Like, I mean, really.
I tell you, so Odeon, where we had lunch yesterday, It's 3 blocks away. He had to drive. He just could not exert himself because he thought it was like a little bit uphill.
What, we could not believe when he showed up in his car. We were like, that's not real.
What's the problem?
Okay, here's the issue. Okay. When you combine 96 degree heat and humidity with my very thin Converse with very little padding and no socks.
Oh my gosh.
I don't need that. You know, because when you know,
guess what?
There's this
I
thing
was
called,
wearing my Gucci slip-ons yesterday with no socks.
Well, there's this thing called kinetic energy, right? So when you, as you're walking,
I don't think that means what
that's
you're
your thighs rubbing
when,
together.
When you're walking, and then the
his
when
dad
you're pounding
works for
the pavement,
company.
You're pounding
kinetic energy.
It was 3 blocks. You had to drive 3 blocks. And park
I know.
Your car.
I just thought it would
doesn't
be
it take more time to
end?
Find parking, Scary, than it does to drive 3 blocks,
guys? I know why he took his car, because he had to walk a few blocks, no more than a day before. So I was bringing Scary home, and he goes, whoa, we're about to drive into the tunnel. And goes, what? He called somebody at work. He forgot he needed to do something here at work, so he had to walk from the tunnel entrance, literally the entrance of the tunnel before I was about to get in back to the office.
It's four blocks.
I know, and it was so hot.
It was so hot that day.
Oh my gosh.
I walked 100 blocks last night.
So did I. I walked all around the city yesterday.
I felt if I had my comfy sneakers on, I would have made the journey. But three blocks in heat with no, I don't know. It's like I'm walking on toilet paper.
3 blocks is not a journey.
It's another journey.
Why didn't you buy better shoes?
Because these are comfortable. I don't know.
Obviously not.
What up, Brody? You want
to
say something?
Not only does he not want to walk, but Scary doesn't want to stand. What you didn't see when you said, what's the commotion over there a minute ago? Gandhi's not here, so her seat is open and her microphone is open next to where we do. I do the podcast, right over to my right.
Right.
So you invited Danielle DeLillo to be part of the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's no microphone over there where she's sitting. So I pointed, I said, go around my arm all the way. I made a big loop of my arm, and I said, go sit in that chair. So as she's walking over, Scary speeds up and sits in the chair before she can.
And pushes her down on
the floor.
Why did
her.
Not do that? Scary! Hey, my knee hurts.
DeLillo, you need a
microphone. Here, come over here. Use mine.
Okay. Yeah.
He swiveled the chair towards himself.
Scary kicked you out of his chair.
Wait, can we point out how funny it is that Scary's sitting there and the portrait of him is right behind his head?
Look at that portrait. That's Scary right there.
Zoom in.
By the way, we love Danielle DeLillo.
Oh, thank you.
I love you and Allie. You both have beautiful sundresses on.
Thank you.
See, this is another reason I want to be a woman. I want to wear a sundress.
We were just having this conversation saying that I swear to God, I have so many freaking sundresses in the closet that I never wear. And then when I come here and I see you looking so good.
Thank you.
And, you know, Sam has a dress on today, Allie. I'm like, I need to start wearing these dresses.
You gotta. Go in that closet.
I get lazy and I just go for the comfort.
I would think sundresses are comfortable.
You don't wear sundresses. You go, my arms, and you wear a coat over it.
Well, then, my arms are all right.
No, your arms are great, but here you're not going to wear a sundress.
You have a definition. You're good.
Well,
so, DeLillo,
yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
You want some red wine?
Oh, my God. I love red wine.
It's right there. Have some.
Oh, my God.
Drink it right from the bottle. You're good.
Here.
Ooh, it smells delicious.
Give me some Malbec.
Sure.
You know Elvis.
Are you coming to lunch with us today?
Oh, listen, I'm going to go to a meeting, and then I'm going to come meet you.
Who's your meeting with?
Brian Park.
Oh, Broadway.
You know
Brian
those
Park.
People over there?
Cancel that.
Okay.
For you, I'll cancel it. I tell you what, it's Broadway in the Park, right?
Yeah, Broadway and Bryant Park.
It's a big, big thing every year.
August 4th is our first day. Hope you guys can come out. It's already planned,
so why haven't
we? Yeah, well, I know.
And you know what? We were talking about this before. They just released the tickets for the Rockefeller
Radio
Christmas
City.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
They're very New York.
Rockefeller. Has an R on the end of it, by the way.
Not in my vocabulary.
By the way, speaking of accents, sometimes people would judge Danielle DeLillo because of her accent. They go,
what the hell?
She's probably just some New Yorker. Danielle DeLillo just got her master's degree. For anybody who judges
Danielle DeLillo, congratulations. She got her master's degree.
M-A-S-T-I-Z.
You did?
I did.
In what?
In journalism. So you're hiring? I need a job.
You already work here.
I know, but you know.
There's nothing journalistic going on this show.
I could do it for you. I could bring that.
Next door.
I'm a journalism major. I'll write stuff for you and shit.
Yeah, I think you should start your own company or something.
Yeah, Double D's. How you doing?
Oh, for Danielle DeLillo.
Obviously Scary. Yo, you want to hear a story real quick?
Yeah, no, take your time.
Of course.
So I was on the train this morning, okay? I haven't been on the train in a little while, and this guy smelled like mothballs, okay? I said, this friggin' guy is making my head pound from these mothballs, right? So I took out my perfume, my flower bomb. I said, oh, maybe I'll spray it. And he won't realize it. I took out a little spritz. I was spraying. I'm like, the smell of flower bomb smells so much better than these friggin' mothballs. Everybody was like, oh my God, it smells so bad. I gotta hold my nose. I said, don't worry. I got the flower bomb ready for you.
Did it work?
Oh, it worked.
Save the train?
Oh. And then he starts talking on the phone. I'm like, this guy's not only rude and he smells bad. I said, I can't sit here anymore. I got up and I left.
Wait, that's your story?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I liked it too. I enjoyed it.
A slice of life in New York City.
Yeah.
Elvis, try to imagine her as Ruth on Ozark.
You would be a good Ruth.
Oh my God.
Or she would say Root.
Root.
Who's assholes over here with your drugs and your laundering money over here?
Yeah, what are you doing with that money? Give it to me. I'll wash it for you.
Danielle, say if you're going to get rid of me, you're going to have to fucking kill me.
If you're going to get rid of me, you're going to have to fucking kill me.
That's Ruth.
How's that? Is that good?
Yeah,
it's rude.
You remember when they had that root. Show in New York City? I don't know if they still do. Where it was the wedding?
And oh, Tony and Tina's wedding.
Tony and Tina's, is that still yeah. around?
No.
Absolutely. My friend Anthony wrote that. She would have been great in that.
Yeah. Oh,
Tony
yeah.
Tina's wedding. Yeah, Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Anthony.
Anthony.
How you doing, Vinny. Anthony?
All right. I have a meeting. I have to go.
No.
You're out of here?
It's Odeon time.
No, not yet.
Oh.
You taking your wine to the meeting?
I'm taking my wine and going home.
Screw you guys. All right. I'm going home.
What? So now, okay.
So now what do we do?
You know what's so funny? So many people confuse Danielle yeah, DeLillo and myself.
I wonder
and
why.
She'll meet them and they'll be like, oh, I love you on the show. And she goes, that's Monero. Yeah. Even Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
Right? Wait. Jason Derulo will think thinks we're related. He's like, your sister. No, your sister. So your sister.
Sister's okay. both named Danielle.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, why is Scotty B being so quiet? I don't think I've heard him once.
He's busy in there.
I don't know. I had nothing to say yet.
Wow. Andrew goes out of town for a couple of days. He has no stories now.
Well, what do you want me to say?
You have nothing about poop you want to talk about?
Well, I did have to rush back to the station yesterday.
What happened?
Before I was able to drive home.
Oh, you did? You went back to the station?
But it was one of those things where I was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to make the hour drive, so I really should just pop upstairs.
And you did a poop stop.
What's that?
You were in the bathroom for a while we were at the restaurant yesterday.
No, I was not. Stop trying to do that.
No, yes, you were. You did leave to go.
Because I had a stain on my shirt, and I had to try to get it out.
Oh, that's right.
There was some guy in the stall watching a novella on his phone. It was at least 10 minutes he was sitting there, you know, listening to something sitting on his phone. I don't understand.
Oh, that's crazy.
I can't go to the bathroom and watch shows on my phone. My feet fall asleep.
Not in the public toilet.
No, if I sit there for too long, my feet fall asleep and I can't stand up.
Oh. You ever invite someone to be on your world famous podcast and they just sit there and text other people?
No. I'm not texting nobody.
That's a double negative. She's you're texting somebody.
I'm on sugardaddymeet.com. I'm trying to find a sugar daddy.
She's trying to get to our meeting. So that
wait a minute. Is sugar M-E-A-T or M-E-E-T?
M-E-A-T.
It would be cooler if it was M-E-A-T, right?
Yeah.
Give me that sugar daddy meat. How you doing?
Hey,
did
you hear that?
Yeah.
I need a song that's about 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Danielle, give out your Instagram for people.
Oh, at Danielle DeLillo. You want me to spell it? I'll spell it. DanielleDeLillo.
And we'll tag you in the video.
Oh, please do. I'd love to be a
and
part of this.
Maybe you'll find some sugar daddy to tag you.
Meat. I want sugar daddy meat. I mean,
I can't thank
why
you.
Not?
Wow. And on that note.
Yeah, I think we've run out of steam. What do you think, Frog?
How much time we got?
I don't get to make that call. I'll just tell you how much time's left. You still got 5 minutes left.
We got 5 minutes left?
Oh, yeah.
We could change the world. We could change the world.
Wait a minute, what do you mean
you don't have the
authority to make that call? Nobody else is here and you have the button.
I think we could change the world by just ending the podcast.
I don't know. We don't do the podcast tomorrow. I feel like people are going to be upset if we don't.
Can we have Danielle just do the alphabet for a couple minutes?
For 5 minutes.
I'm very good at the letter O. And the letter A.
And the letter A.
And use.
Hey, use. There's a Z at the end of the U. Yeah. You know use. That. Yeah. So it's use.
I thought it was use.
U-Z.
Now, what's the difference between use and utes?
Utes is like, you know, the two utes. Youths.
Oh, okay.
You know, youths. Okay. Use is use guys over there.
Okay.
Is anybody else tired? I feel like today's show, I'm tired.
But this adds to my argument. It's slow, it's hot, it's humid.
I still could walk 3 blocks. Just saying. In my heels like I did yesterday.
I choose to be convenient. I'm a man of convenience.
Scary. Think about it.
Lunch ended yesterday. I wanted to just jump in my car across the street. I didn't want to have to walk back another 3 blocks.
Scary. You could have walked with your friends and just had a conversation, and the next thing you know, you would have been there.
I walked back.
Here's something Scary would never do. Scary, do you know how many times I've walked from the radio station, which is downtown, to Penn Station?
Oh, that's
that's 30 blocks.
No way. You hire a helicopter.
That's 30 blocks.
That's something you would never
Who
do.
Walks
more than 30 blocks.
A lot of people
it's more like 45.
Walk 30 blocks.
That's nuts.
Thank you, Danielle DeLillo.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, here's what I think you should do. If you want to really get yourself in shape, because I know you're always
here
saying,
comes the exercise regimen from Danielle.
No.
He doesn't want to.
You're always saying, oh, I want to do something. I think if you can start slow. Walk a couple of blocks.
It would be slow.
Every couple of days, add an extra block.
Danielle, he doesn't have to start slow. He's been doing that part for a long time.
Before he knows it, he'll be walking the 30
blocks. Danielle, he's not going to walk that first block.
But wait a minute. Oprah always says, I mean, I remember when she said, and Dr. Oz have said it before, you know, too. They said that in order to get yourself going, walking is one of the best exercises.
So 10,000 steps a day. Is that that's a thing, right?
10,000. Yeah. That's right.
So how many do we average when we're not doing much? Like 2,000?
Well, I saw a story. I saw a story the other day that said the average American only walks 3,800 steps a day, which is nothing.
Oh.
That's nothing.
I think I walked almost 12,000 yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I walked around the city before we had lunch.
But you were looking for bargains.
I did. They weren't out. No bargains were out.
You're an overachiever walker.
There were no knockoffs out. Okay. Apparently the knockoffs don't start coming out till afternoon.
I need to put a reward at the end of my walk.
Like walk toward Dunkin' Donuts.
Like, you know, to a bar. I like that. Deanna's got a good one.
You do it for dinner.
I used to walk about a mile for dinner every night.
Just set some goals for yourself. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea. I'm going to start walking to my dinner.
And do it small.
Yeah. Elvis is back.
Uh-oh.
Here's the problem.
Are you still on?
We're almost done. We're done.
Here's the problem
up.
With...
Cut this shit off?
We're giving Scary an exercise regimen.
Here's the problem with Scary walking to his dinner. I know the mentality because I have the same mentality. If he walks to dinner, he'll go, you know what? I walked to dinner. I can have an extra appetizer. So he's going to eat more. Yeah, that's what he's getting, right?
Danielle was trying to give me a regimen for.
I said, because he's talking about how he couldn't walk the three blocks. And then Scotty talks about how he can walk 30 blocks. And then I said, you got to start slowly, Scary. If you do a block here and then a couple days later add a block.
You're in New York City. You can walk hundreds of blocks and leave it away. By the way, Danielle has to go. She has a meeting. So Danielle DeLillo.
Yay!
Yes.
Go. Thank you.
Joe's yelling at her.
No.
Oh.
Are we done?
We're done. Okay. We're Elvis done. Has the authority to end it.
Are
we're
we done?
Done?
I do.
Yeah. Elvis says we're done. We're done.
The great and powerful Oz has spoken.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.